What? Is it CVS?
I know it isn't, ma'am.
Who is this?
My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support, ma'am.
For the ice maker?
I guess that would be, I'm calling, given if you gave, wanted a call back. That's why I'm calling. If you can give me your, zip code, I can look up your account.
37040.
Three,
I did
seven.
A thing for Netflix, and then it said I got an ice maker.
Okay, ma'am.
I mean,
it's
I've done
seven,
this.
37040.
40.
40. Okay, and it's the ice maker you're calling about. Okay,
right.
Hold on
it
just
was,
a moment.
Can you tell me how much you charged me for? I think it was $5.94. It was to fill out a survey for Netflix, and I've ordered like three of these, and I've never received them. So
okay.
I don't want to be ripped off, and I'm just concerned.
Okay, ma'am. Let me pull your account, and then I can tell you what's going on with the ice maker.
Okay, and if I just did it this morning. If you can disconnect me, will you call me back?
Yeah, as soon as I pull your account, I can see who I'm speaking with, ma'am. I can do that. Hold
it's
on just
Ronnie
one moment.
Sue Scott. Okay, thanks. Hold on. I'll wait. See, that's why, because it's a spam. And so I don't, here, wait. I need to add this. Add to contact.
Okay. Okay. Ronnie Sue Scott?
Yes.
Hi. I have your number here, and I'm waiting to pull up your account. Could you verify your address, please?
1047 Tylertown Road, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37040. I can't get to my messages. Look.
No, I don't know why that's true or not.
It's because your house is haunted.
That's it, yeah. Can I ask you to do me a favor?
Jesus, what do you think of it?
Did you pick that
thing
up?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, it's garbage anyway. So I always. Do you want to stay here? Silly, it's a dinner.
No, I've got to let.
So anyway, so if you measure that and you measure it towards the door, where you can just take two things.
Okay, Ronnie, I'm showing that was the $5.94 was for ice maker, and
okay,
and the reason you paid the $5.94
was for filling all the things for
Netflix.
Okay, so you filled this application out or survey for $5.74 for the ice maker.
Yeah.
And while you did that, Ronnie, you also paid for shipping and handling, and you was in an exclusive sweepstake offer. So they haven't sent
right.
it to you because
so
they haven't told you.
How much is shipping and handling?
Shipping and handling was $5.74, ma'am. But the $5.74 for this ice maker that was in a sweepstakes offer, you were enrolled in a discount membership. You're gonna receive $125 voucher that gives every month until you cancel your account. And
okay, so if I cancel it now, will I still get my ice maker?
That depends, because it's a 1 in 1,000 chance that you would win, but you did enter it, and as soon as they say that you wanted the $5.74 would handle your shipping and receiving, but you still, the $5.74 went for a sweepstake, and you can get charged for this, but you did this today,
okay.
So we can
well,
cancel
can
this
I
for
get,
you.
Can I get refunded for it?
I guess because it hasn't been shipped. Well, it's a sweepstakes.
They said that I won.
I can get
they
the five.
They said I won it.
No.
They told it said on there that you got to pick a free gift. There was no sweepstakes. They said you filled this out for us, and is filling out the survey. You got a free gift.
No, ma'am.
And you got to pick from one of the. So they lied. So
okay.
Yes,
no, not that they lied. They didn't say it correctly to you because in this membership, you got a welcome gift of a Hero Bond app where they is does videos for you to work out for exercise. It was approved, but it hasn't been shipped because it's part of the sweepstakes. But I have it right here in front
of
me.
I don't want any of that, so can you please cancel all of that?
Yes, ma'am. And
the only thing I want is the ice maker. And if I can't get that ice maker, I don't want it. So I need to cancel it, and I need a cancellation confirmation number, and I would like my $594 refunded.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm going to do that. Hold on just one moment, please.
You're the bomb.
I haven't heard that in a minute. Thank you.
Well, I've ordered this Nugget ice maker from like six companies,
uh-huh.
And I've ordered it through PayPal, and they don't send it.
Okay,
and so they go, if you fill this out. And all these people were like, yeah, I got this, and it was only this, and I got that, and it was free. There was nothing about a membership. There was nothing about this. Nothing.
Okay. So I'm looking at, they haven't received, shipped it to you yet, so I'm going to cancel the account. Give me a few moments here.
No problem, then, if you could just give me a
confirmation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Give me a few moments here.
They all have pneumonia and everything in the house, so I'm like, well, I'm not going. Well, why would the dogs get it? But well, sometimes. Yeah, I can't see any of this.
You're a stinker. And I gotta let my voice in.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in a second. I just can't find it.
You are the cutest little thing. Yes, you do. What, Sharpie? You have to come. I don't care. I've been playing with her. No, don't you get that, her. I'm doing it.
No biting.
She's not biting.
You said she chewed your finger.
Yeah, she was. I was playing with her, and she chewed my finger. She said, well, I'm teasing her. Aren't I? Yes, I am.
What is this?
We need your little eyebrows. You see them spiders. We see them little spiders. There she put her paw up. There she put her paw up. We have one little paw. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. I got you in trouble, didn't I? I'm sorry. I didn't get you in trouble. We were playing. But sharp little teeth, though. Yes, you do. You got baby teeth.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. I just did
no
my
problem.
I canceled your the account. I'm gonna give you the refund back. I'll just finish in my notes for you. Come on. Okay. And let
You're
me
so awesome.
I'm going to give you the refund back.
I mean,
the
can I buy the ice maker from you? How much
no,
is it?
No, it's a sweepstake. It doesn't tell how much it is. It gives you welcome gift, voucher.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how they lied. It's the same. The email said if you fill out this survey, you can pick one of these prizes for free. Free, mind you. It didn't say anything about shipping.
Okay.
And then, like an idiot, I just paid for it. And I'm like, oh, my God, how much did I just pay for this? What if it was like $200? Thank the God in Jesus' name it was only $5.94 because I was freaking out. They
yes,
didn't tell
you
anything
that
about,
way.
They don't tell you anything about a sweepstake, nothing. They just lie.
Well, I don't know. I just said strings be attached to something that's too good to believe, as they say. But I had to explain that it was for the shipping and receiving for, and they was giving a gift and the voucher out. You have a pen. I have your voucher. Your confirmation number, ma'am, for the cancellation and the refund.
Yeah, give me one sec.
Okay.
Okay. What's the?
The confirmation number is C265 32147, ma'am.
Okay, so C265 32147.
Yes, ma'am. That's the confirmation number. And your
cancellation of what?
That's the account. So you won't be charged again. And I return your $574. You should receive that in 3 to 5 business day, ma'am. For that.
Okay,
and
so what is it called? Cancellation of what?
Of the account.
What kind
because
of
the account that you did, you paid $574 for it. It involved a membership.
Right, but what is this account called? What membership?
It's no membership. You took you filled out a survey, or went into a store and filled it out, or went on your phone, and the one that was picked or you picked had a membership to it for the voucher to be, get every month. And if you didn't close the account, you could have been charged a little more than this. So you cancel it and you got your $574 back. But the thing, you can't get the ice maker until the company or the sweepstakes said that you have won it. So
okay, well, can you fix it so I win it? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and then what's the phone number I called to make sure in case it doesn't
the
cancel?
The number that you're speaking with me on right now on your phone, that number.
Uh-huh.
If you have any problems or anything, keep your
what
confirmation.
What number would
up.
That be?
I don't know. I don't know, ma'am. I don't know what number is dialed. We have outbound calls. So it could be any number, but the number you're speaking with me with, you can use that one to call back if anything happens or you do happen to
win this. Yeah, I marked it in my phone.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for everything, and you have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling.